Are they here to kill us? I always like to hear new ideas, and recently I read one asked the question, could extraterrestrials have destroyed civilizations? We think we have found evidence which may point to the fact some sort of nuclear weapon destroyed a couple of ancient cities, but as for an entire civilization, that is a completely different matter. Some have said things close to this because they had suspected types of humans were destroyed to bring us where we are today, that is Homo sapiens. They point to the fact we just don't know what happened to the Neanderthals, who seemed even better equipped for life on Earth than us. Some say extraterrestrials are peaceful, and I believe most of them are, but there is also some testimony that there are some who are killing and or wounding humans. There are some strange stories out there, some are more credible than others, referring to extraterrestrial attacks. A story has appeared on the internet stating a man was out with his dog. Let me say, there is no way to prove the facts are true because we only have the man's word on this, but it doesn't mean it isn't. The man said he was out with his dog when an extraterrestrial vaporized his dog and he killed it. There is a video which might be showing a dead alien, but no indication of where the body went. There is this idea floating around that if the extraterrestrials believe we have become too much of a threat to other races, they will destroy us, and that their mission here is to keep an eye on our progress as a civilization. It is said so far things don't look very good for us with the constant wars and the development of more powerful weapons. There could also be a time if we were to develop an even stronger weapon than a nuke, we could blow the Earth out of orbit and cause destruction to one or more planets near us. There is a village in Peru which residents are claiming is often being attacked by extraterrestrials. The government thinks they were gold miners made to look like flying aliens. I had read they were flying through the air wearing what seemed like jetpacks and were said to be at least 7 feet tall. Why would gold miners buy jetpacks for hundreds of thousands of dollars just to scare villagers? They could do it other ways a lot cheaper. One village swears the attackers are not humans and claims he shot one twice, but to no effect. The government is standing pat, and even claims the gold miners are using jetpacks, but doesn't respond to the part where one was shot and nothing happened to it. The villagers went on to say the aliens all had yellow eyes. They are demanding the military step in to protect them as the attacks keep happening. An attack on Soviet soldiers was revealed in documents after the fall of the Soviet Union. The document states a UAP fell to Earth near a military unit. The unit had seen a UAP overhead and shot it down with a ground-to-air missile. When it crashed, something came out of it. It was a light which became brighter and then flashed and turned 23 Soviet soldiers into stone. There were only 2 survivors of the attack, and it was said they had been protected because they were standing in a very shady area which seems to have shielded them. The report was made by the KGB, the Soviet secret police. If they took it serious enough to verify what happened and write a report, it was probably all true. There is a report about the United States working with extraterrestrials. It goes this way: we had to promise the extraterrestrials we would not carry weapons. We were in an underground base working with them when there was a meeting in a large area. As the meeting was taking place, a soldier with a gun walked in. The extraterrestrials, upon seeing this, immediately blasted every human that was there. The Korean War was raging. The United States sent soldiers there. An American regiment landed up 60 miles north of Seoul, Korea. The Americans opened up with an artillery bombardment, and then they saw something heading their way in the sky. An object which was orange in color was getting nearer to them. It flew through the exploding shells. The Americans fired at it with armor-piercing bullets. The craft began to act as if it was hit and damaged. The craft attacked the soldiers with a blue light. Next, the craft blasts the area with a very bright white light. The next thing the craft did was shoot off into space. A couple of days later, men in one company got violently ill. Some have permanent health problems. The whistleblower who appeared before Congress about UAPs had claimed the extraterrestrials had also killed humans. He said some of the aliens are malevolent. Lake Baikal is an area where it is said the Soviet military encountered extraterrestrials. Baikal is the deepest lake in the world. When Soviet documents were finally released, one revealed in 1982 Soviet divers were doing research in the lake. They discovered extraterrestrials were watching them who were about 9 feet tall. The Russians tried to capture one and they were blasted to the top of the water, killing three of them, and the other four were badly damaged. A Stanford professor told Tucker Carlson there are over 100 servicemen who were killed by extraterrestrials. He went on to say there are court cases about it because the government doesn't want to pay benefits. Carlson went on to X and talked about it. It certainly sounds like we are under some low-level attack. Two soldiers were on patrol in a jeep in an area near Area 51. One was an officer, the other I believe was a sergeant. The sergeant got out of the jeep to look around and went over a sand dune. The officer stayed in the jeep. Suddenly the officer heard the sergeant screaming. He ran over the dune and was in horror at what he saw. There was the sergeant being dragged into a UAP by a long metallic tentacle. The UAP slowly moved away and the officer followed its path in the jeep. Next he saw something which horrified him even more. The sergeant had been ripped in half and thrown out of the UAP. The military investigated to see if the officer had killed the sergeant and made up the story. They found out that from where his location was at the time, he could not have done that. I never did find out how they knew his location.